Well, happy Monday to you, everybody. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here with all the best stuff for you on this Monday, April 30th. Should be a gorgeous week. We're excited about it. The dog walk is coming on Saturday, so hopefully it stays nice and toasty so we can have a bright, warm day out there with our four-legged friends. We hope you are coming along. It's Honesty Day today, and we celebrated by mentioning times we were less than honest. Breakfast with the Beatles went to the birds, and Siri has a potty mouth. Plus, we did a classic rock mashup, gave away all kinds of tickets today. Deep Purple, Fleetwood Mac, Hall & Oates, all kinds of great concerts coming our way. We're hooking you up as much as possible, and it's Monday morning, so you know we rounded up the stupid and thinned the herd. Have a listen. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It seems to be in the low 70s for the dog walk. That's what we're forecasting
nice,
right now.
Nice.
Partly cloudy day. That's perfect. You know, they're good for all the black dogs out there.
Yes.
You know, nothing worse than leaving a black dog in the sun all day. I mean, I hate when
I got one myself.
That.
I know what you're talking about.
I know. And I would like, Ditto goes outside and in the sun, and literally within minutes of touching him, the dog is hot.
All right? Does he do the dance from shade to sun, shade to sun?
No, he's too stupid to do that. All right. Or actually, he's not too stupid. He's too curious. There's just, you know, that doesn't faze him at all. The heat doesn't faze him at all. There could be a bird. You know,
there's critters to find.
That's speaking of dogs, voting for the mayor of Dog Walk has begun. We've got five contenders. A Great Dane whose name is Freckles Lewis, a shepherd named Lefty Henderson, a Shar Pei named Beanie, an English bulldog named Rolls Royce, and a West Highland Terrier, a Westie, named the Mighty Thor. And it comes down to you, because by Wednesday, 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, we will announce who the mayor of Dogville is going to be. So get to WMGK.com, put in the keyword mayor, and put in your vote for the mayor of Dogville.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
Today is National Honesty Day. Apparently, it's been a holiday since the early 90s. Right?
Okay.
People have lied about that.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
27% of people in a new survey claim they never lie at all. A lot of Abe Lincolns out
there. They are right there.
Yeah, that's right. A lie. There's no doubt about it.
Another 18% say they lie about once a year. They're some serious liars.
Yep.
All right. And then 14% say they lie every couple of months. 18% they will lie a couple of times a month. 11% said they lie multiple times a week. And 6% work in radio and they lie every day.
Yeah. No. There we are.
So, worst lie you ever told. And I'm not talking about evil.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about it was just a bad lie. I mean, just bad lie.
I'll tuck my evil lies down then. I once at a birthday party, I was in a pinch. I forgot to get my buddy a present. It was like middle school, so I gave him a fake autographed card of John Olerud. Not even a big player, not a big star, but right before the party, I scribbled down, you know, that looks believable. And he's like, yeah, man, John Olerud's autographed.
I had an autograph lie also.
Did you really?
Yeah, when I was 13 years old, I autographed a Playboy centerfold to me.
What?
From my cousin, who was supposedly the Playboy centerfold.
What?
My friends are like, it looks like your handwriting. I'm all in the same family. We all write alike.
It's genetic, right.
Right. Steve, you ever do anything?
I mean, I'm sure I have because I lie, but I don't. I can't think of one.
No.
I may be lying right now. I'm not positive. But I, honest to God, this quickly, I can't think of a bad lie that I've told.
You know what? Some people might want to remain anonymous on this. Tell us text it to us.
Yes.
Text MGK, MGK, and this way you can stay anonymous and we can tell people how bad your lie was. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Yeah, we won't say your names. We'll give out your phone number, though. No, I'm lying. Cindy's a relatively honest woman, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, she thinks.
Always be honest.
I was actually asking these two.
Sorry.
Well, today is National Honesty Day. We got some texts in from some people. Let's see. I told a guy I was moving to a different state when he wouldn't get the hint that I wasn't interested in dating him. Right? Of course I had an orgasm. Right. User agreement. I have read and agreed to the terms of use.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else we got here? No, that's not a lie. That's just disgusting. When I was 6 years old, I wrote in crayon on my neighbor's wall in South Philly, a South Philly row home, and denied to my mother that I did it. How did my mom know I was lying? I wrote my own name over and over again.
Tony.
All right. What about you? What about you, Sint?
Right. Probably every guy ever said, "It's not you, it's me," to... Because it was you.
It was them. It was them.
How did that excuse? Like, how did that even start, that lie?
Well, because they didn't want some girl didn't want, and I'm sorry, but you know, from my point of view, it's always a woman who's using that line. It's never a guy.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it's, they just don't want the guy to feel bad, but they want out. They want nothing to do with this person.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. If this was the 60s and I was going to tell you about Paul's birds, I would probably be speaking about girls he was dating. But it's not the 60s, and this isn't about girls. It's about actual birds. Back in the day, Paul borrowed a Nagra reel-to-reel tape recorder from the Abbey Road Studios. The Nagra was just an exquisite tape recorder. It was real small. It was real professional. It was real heavy. Right? It was just this heavy little block of steel. But you could put 10-inch reels on it. I mean, it was a serious... It's what they used at the time to record audio for movies.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Like, you know, when they would be on set, that right. When they would say rolling, that's what was rolling. Hmm. All right? He took it home. He set it up in his backyard. He wanted to capture the sounds of nature and get a really clear recording of it. And one of the recordings he got was of birds singing. One of them, you know, Jewish doing a sing-along, a sing-song, bird song, right? And the other one was an alarm sound because they noticed he was there and they started screeching and off they went. So he held on to it, and when he got around to doing this song, he decided, you know what? I got those birds. I think I'm going to add them in.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy,
mm-hmm.
Do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. All right.
I have a plain old Android.
Plain old Android. Oh, we got the cute little robot, though.
Yeah,
at least
true.
We know what he looks like. We have no idea what Siri looks like. Right? Although I don't know who goes about doing this. I only found out about this recently. Supposedly, if you ask Siri to describe the word mother, to give you the definition of the word mother, she gives you some very interesting answers.
Really?
Yeah. Let me grab my phone. Siri, what does mother mean?
A woman in relation to child or children to whom she has given birth. Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
As a noun, it means short for mother.
What?
Yes. Yes.
These robots are getting brash.
Right?
I don't like it. They're getting too confident.
Because the first time I heard this, I said, you know, do you want to hear another one? And I said, yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
right.
I thought she pretty well summed it up. And then I get,
as a noun, it means short for mother.
She's a dirty girl, that Siri.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
All right, so for the Monday morning mashup that's coming up at 7:40, you have your choice of prizes. You could have a pair of tickets to see Deep Purple and Judas Priest, or run of engagement passes for the Avengers Infinity War. If you have, well, obviously you haven't heard it, so I'll give you an idea what the mashup's going to sound like today. Two songs glued together. What could they possibly be? These are the two of them now. Right now, getting ready for the mashup, the Monday morning mashup, the two songs sound like this. Can you identify the two of them? 215-263-0995. WMGK, the number to call, and you will have your choice of prizes. You could either have tickets for the Deep Purple
Judas Priest
show, right? Those tickets available through Ticketmaster. They went on sale Friday. Or a run of engagement tickets for the Avengers, the Infinity War, which that should be in theaters for at least 5 weeks easily.
Which that would be, personally, that is what I would take.
I would
take the Infinity War one. How was it?
It's
you saw it.
Might be longer than the concert.
It's seriously kicked ass this weekend. It took in $250 million this weekend, so it beat Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Yeah, it was the biggest debut ever
by $2 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Biggest ever.
Yeah,
$630 million internationally.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
Black Panther is up to $688 million, but that's been out for 11 weeks.
Yeah, which I have not seen yet, and I would like to see that before I see Infinity War.
I can understand why there's going to be some characters that, like, you're not going to know why they are there.
Right.
You know, why, you know, they're part of the Black Panther series. But I don't know. I'm not sure if you really need it. I mean, I saw it on Friday.
Are you not sure because you missed part of the movie? Or.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand it.
No, like, you missed it. Like you,
we know you.
You missed.
It was Friday after the show.
Most of the middle part of the
and it's 2.5 hours
of the movie.
Long.
You saw the trailers.
So you're telling me that I went to the movies, right, and sat through a 2.5 hour movie and slept through the middle of it.
Yeah,
sounds very likely.
Exactly what I'm saying to you.
You're a winner.
So anything that I ask you about Infinity War is a lie.
I was nodding.
It's going to be spoiler free, so you're in luck.
I can tell you this much. I didn't understand the ending.
Shocking.
But it could have been for more than one reason. Yeah, okay.
Really? Okay.
So, all right, let's get ready to do this.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash, slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday Morning Mashup.
215-263-WMGK. If you didn't hear the mashup, one more time. All right, so let us start off this morning with Keith and see if Keith has an answer for us. Good morning, Keith. How you doing? There you are, Keith. There we go. All right. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm sorry. Am I good, man?
All right, Keith, we got two songs glued together right there for the Monday Morning Mashup. What do you think they are?
Would they be, Fire on High by Electric Light Orchestra and Toto Line by Toto?
Well, that would be Hold the Line by Toto.
And that,
my good man, is incorrect. That takes us over to Otto. Good morning, Otto. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. So did Keith help you out? Do you notice on your own? What are the two songs in the Monday Morning Mashup?
John, it's Fire on High by Electric Light Orchestra and Jungle Love by the Steve Miller Band.
Wow, let's hit that button again.
You're a winner!
Absolutely nice. Correct. Which do you want? The Judas Priest, Deep Purple tickets or the Avengers tickets?
Judas Priest.
You get to go, my man.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
But right now, we got to thin the herd.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
You know, just about anything could be used as a weapon, and this 46-year-old woman named Jennifer Chapman from Ocean Park, Washington, got into a major argument with one of her male relatives. Jennifer was trying to take some stuff out of his house and yelling at him in front of his brother and his nephew. The guy turns to her and says, quote, "You're putting on quite a show." Jennifer, ticked off, turns and says, "You want to see a show? You want to see a show?"
Uh-oh.
She rips off a shirt. She rips off her bra and charges the man boobs first. All right. He tries to dodge her. She whacks him with the boobs, right? He ends up hitting his head against the wall. She then runs up to the brother and the nephew, smacks their faces with the boobs, runs outside, and pees in the driveway.
That is a show.
Right? She's looking at a year in jail and a $5,000 fine.
Wow. In the herd.
All right, a porch pirate in Tracy, California. He went up to a home to take a package. and he realized that he was on camera because they had one of the doorbell cameras. So instead of running away, he decided that he was also going to take the camera, not realizing that the camera was recording and everything is going right to the cloud. Police circulated the video, and he is awaiting trial.
Obviously, they go.
I'm sorry.
John, the tech guy, loves that one.
I do. I love it so much. I do. What
We're going north for mine. Over the weekend, an unnamed man walked into a Tim Hortons in Halifax, Nova Scotia, claiming to have a gun and demanding cash, so the employees handed it over. But he didn't really think things through beyond that because he decided to use the local ferry as his getaway vehicle.
A ferry?
A ferry as the getaway vehicle. Police knew he was on the ferry and demanded it be searched. They turned it around, searched it, and yes, they found him quite easily.
In the herd.
Lastly, this morning, this might be the worst excuses of the worst excuse of all time for a criminal. Cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, of course, pulled over a car last month after they saw it swerving around. 26-year-old Kenesha Posey was driving. They ended up finding a bag of pot in her purse, which she admitted to, but then they found a bag of cocaine. Ooh. And when they asked her about it, she started talking about how windy it was that day and how the bag of cocaine must have flown through the window into her purse.
Amazing.
She's facing a misdemeanor charge for the marijuana and one felony count for possession of cocaine.
In the herd.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.